Hello, this is Kevin Donahue with Protivity. I'm pleased to be talking today with Sean Seasongood. Sean is a managing director with our Business Performance Improvement Group, one of our leaders in that group, specifically for the financial services industry. Sean recently attended the InsurTech Connect 2018 conference, and I was going to talk to him a little bit about that event and what he heard there. Sean, thanks for jumping on the line with me today.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
Great, Sean. Thanks. Hey, let me dive right in and first ask you, as I mentioned, we, Protivity, attended the InsurTech Connect event or conference this year in Las Vegas. Sean, tell me a little bit about that event. What is it exactly?
Yeah, it's a great event where it gets a lot of different insurance leaders, both from an industry perspective and also thought perspective together. We were in Las Vegas. Protivity had about, close to six participants there. And we were just, doing a lot of networking with different people that are focused on innovation within the insurance space. A lot of the leading carriers trying to figure out how they're doing, what they're doing in the spirit of digital customer experience, how they're being how they're working through different technologies to reach the marketplace in different ways. Found out a lot about, a lot of focus in the past with this conference was on distribution and how they sell and market products through digital platforms. And now it seems like there's a lot more insurance companies that are getting into sort of the core operations of insurance and using digital technologies to transform how they do underwriting, how they do claims, how they do reinsurance. So much more focus this year on what I'll say the core competency of an insurance carrier or the insurance market. And, where in the years in the past, we saw a lot of focus on distribution. We saw a lot more now bleeding into the core insurance operations. So that was exciting. And also a lot of stuff, digital is big into insurance. So, new technology, emerging technologies, how they're doing pricing and underwriting, lots of discussion around that. We saw a lot of demos in that space or demonstrations of those technologies. Also a lot of discussions on DNA. DNA was one of the hottest topics that I noticed going through the different, vendor displays. Companies are really trying to understand, DNA and how to use that. What does predictive modeling look like in insurance as far as both pricing and underwriting, and just trying to understand customer behavior too from a DNA perspective. So a lot of great information was gathered as part of this.
And Sean, by DNA, are you referring to data and analytics?
Yep, good clarity. Data analytics, companies are really looking at different ways to use data, both from a CX perspective or a customer experience perspective, and also understanding, looking at different market data to figure out which type of products they want to sell and what are the best means of selling those products, what are the untapped markets, where there's more niche plays within the insurance space. So where is the market currently underserved? I think that was a big focus. And a lot of that comes through different tools from a data and analytic perspective. And it seemed like a very hot topic in walking through the conference and noting the different speakers that were speaking.
Sean, it definitely sounds like innovation was out of the topic or theme woven in a lot of what was happening at the event. In your view, is the industry embracing innovation today? Are companies ready to do this, or is it going to take a few more years for really these innovative practices to take hold? I was just thinking about, what was the difference between now and 5 years ago, and, what do we think the industry is going to look like 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think companies are definitely much more mature from an innovation standpoint. I think if you look at which companies are leaders versus transitioning, I think there's a lot more companies that are now more in the transitional space looking and aspiring to be more in the innovation space, specifically around insurance. So, there's obviously a life cycle from, sort of a beginner to sort of a transitional phase, then to more of a monitoring phase and to a leader. I think much more companies now are, evolving into more of what I call the transitional phase. But I think one of the things that was interesting is comparing the insurance industry against other, financial services companies. I think there's less barriers or resistance. I think insurance companies have embraced that they need to, that they need to stay ahead of technology, and I don't think, they're focused as much on resistance or ROI or return on investment. They know in order for them to continue to exist and be relevant, this is the path forward that they need to take. So I think there's a lot less resistance or business case, or what I said it before, lot less focus on the return and much more focus for us to continue to be relevant. We need to go through down this innovation channel.
Well, great insights, Sean. Thanks for the recap today. I appreciate you joining me.
Thanks, Kevin.